Welcome to Season 8, Episode 5 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Hooters is celebrating 40 years in honor of the anniversary on the 4th of every month. Hooters will be hosting throwback events, bringing the 80s back with 83-cent wings and other great specials. Remember, Hooters is your spot to catch all the games this season. Try our world-famous wings, delicious seafood, stack sandwiches, salads, and more, thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We will be drafting for Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues this year at Hooters at a to-be-announced date, time, and location. And all Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues continue to be and always have been absolutely free of charge. If you would like to play in this year's Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues, please email me, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. As discussed in previous podcasts, we go live with our drafts. You must participate in person. That's part of the fun of it for me. If you have complaints that, I stopped doing in-person drafts years ago because they drag on and on, you don't have any understanding what my leagues do. We get our drafts done in 90 minutes or less, and we keep things moving along. It was discussed in a previous podcast. Go back and listen. That's the way we do it. So if you can join us in Tampa, at Hooters, at a to-be-announced date, time, location. Trust me, if you send me the email that you're interested in the league and tell me a little bit about your background, I will tell you the location and the date and time. I've already done that with some people who have said, yes, I'm in, and some who have unfortunately said, no, can't make it. Have even had some people say, hey, let me know if there's an alternate date. No, this is done. We already have many participants committed to this particular location, date, and time, and we're looking forward to being back at Hooters for the first time to draft since 2019 for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Leagues this year. Again, you can email me if you're interested in participating. There is no entry fee. You just must be in person, and I will tell you via email the date, time, and location. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. As we have done for years with the podcast leagues, as I have done for years with my personal leagues, we play standard scoring with standard yardage-based incentives because it reflects the contribution that your players make to their teams on the field is connected to what you receive in fantasy points. I do not play PPR, and there's a very simple reason why. I don't know why I have to explain this year, every year, but even had a recent conversation with a podcast listener, great podcast listener, longtime fantasy player. It was like we were talking in two different languages. PPR was created in the late 20th century to balance out the passing game with the volume and production from big-time running backs. Fantasy football was very heavily tilted towards the running game. You had Emmitt Smith. You had Barry Sanders. You had Thurman Thomas. You had Chris Warren. And the list goes on and on. So somewhere along the way, fantasy football corrected the inequity between running back production and wide receiver production and assigned an extra point per reception to balance things out, to add more value to the passing game in fantasy football. So where are we at now? Why don't you take a look at what's going on if you have been hiding or not paying attention? Dalvin Cook, cut. Josh Jacobs, as of the time of this taping, not in camp. Ezekiel Elliott, cut. Miles Sanders, let go by the NFC Championship Eagles. NFC Champion Eagles. Jalen Hurts, re-upped. Running backs do not have the value that they used to because the game has changed. It is a passing league. And that is directly connected to the fact that fantasy football has outgrown PPR. There is no longer the same reason to assign a point per reception to players in fantasy football. It is outdated. And that's why I haven't played it for many years. And now my argument against it is even stronger. Heck, the gentleman I was talking to even said he's heard some buzz about fantasy leagues going to only one mandatory running back. And I said, yeah, I've been thinking about the same thing because that's where we're at. I know I struggled near the end of the podcast league last year to find a RB2 that I knew was going to get me double-digit points. There are plenty of pass catchers out there. Yeah, plenty of them. PPR is a thing of the past. That's why I will not play it. And if you want to modernize your fantasy football league to reflect what's actually happening in the NFL, you will eliminate PPR. I understand half-point PPR is a bit of a hedge. I accept the hedge. But full-point PPR, outdated, doesn't reflect what's going on in the modern game. Now, for those of you that have been stuck in a PPR world and don't understand how standard scoring works, let me tell you. Standard scoring with yardage-based incentives. I'm not talking about you hit thresholds. Those, no, use your fractions. Where on a reception, every 10 yards is worth 1 point. And thus, using fractions, a 5-yard reception is worth half a point, where that amount of yardage is gained. That tangibly helps you. It tangibly helps the team that player is on in the NFL. So here is a quick comparison about why PPR sucks. If you are in a PPR league and your wide receiver catches a ball and gets a gain of 0, so therefore he's done nothing for his team. Nothing. A gain of 0 yards. No gain. Wasted down. In a PPR league, a fantasy owner gets a point for that. In a standard scoring league that uses 1 point for 10 yards, a receiver or a pass catcher makes the catch, gains 10 yards, earns the point. You benefit and his team benefits because he actually gained 10 yards. Why should the guy who catches a ball and gains no yards get the same reward in fantasy leagues for doing nothing to help his team? Nothing. In some cases, you'll hear announcers say he would have been better off dropping that ball so the clock stopped. Why should you receive a reward in a point when the player did nothing to help his actual team on the field? Where in a standard scoring league, if it's a reception that gains 10 yards, he earns the point and likely helps his team gain a first down, or at least advance the ball a legitimate amount of yardage. And if it's, you know, 5 yards, then he gets half a point. Let's do the same analogy. Guy in PPR league catches a ball, gains no yards, gets a full point. Guy in standard scoring league with yardage-based incentives based on fractions, catches a ball, gains 5 yards, gets half a point. Who did more? The guy who caught the ball and gained no yards, or the guy who caught the ball and gained 5? But PPR leagues reward twice as much the guy who caught the ball and gained no yards. There's always an example of this early in the season. I think a couple years ago, we had a Philadelphia Eagles receiver, it might have been Aguilar, who caught 7 or 8 balls for a total of 31 yards. And because of PPR, that was double digits. That was horse shit. And most of those receptions for the Eagles were on third down and didn't gain first downs. Ask any Eagle fan if he should have been rewarded. No, he didn't get the job done. Didn't run after the catch. Didn't run the pattern far enough to get the first down. There are your examples why PPR is outdated and does not accurately reflect the quality of your players when playing fantasy football. Your contributions from them should be similar to the contributions they give their team on the field. And I'll leave it at that. Again, you doing the half-point PPR hedge, I'm not going to argue against it. But full-point PPR, I guess you're still using dial-up internet and calling, checking in via payphone with somebody during your draft or using a landline, something like that, because you are living in the past and you really need to get with it. So that's why none of my leagues and none of what I talk about on this podcast is PPR based. It's 20th century stuff. The game has changed. We're in 2023 now. So I felt the need to do another podcast here at the start of the season to talk about why PPR leagues are out of date and why I play standardized scoring. And it works very, very well. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Hooters. Tons of great beer specials and $6 drinks all day, every day. Remember, we will be at Hooters for Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast drafts for this season's league. No entry fee to play in Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League drafts. If you are interested in participating, not a guarantee, if you are interested in participating, email me, right.todd@yahoo.com. You must be able to participate in person. I will respond to your email with the date, time, and location, and you can tell me whether or not you still are interested in playing. We've had some yeses. We've had some noes. We still have room. Right.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening to Season 8, Episode 5 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we will talk to you next time.